The people of Konstancin. Women, writers, artists. The absolutely exceptional atmosphere of Konstancin has been created by its residents and guests to this very day. Although the villas designed by the best architects were affordable only by the richest, the place always attracted circles of people associated with art. Before the outbreak of the First World War and in the interwar period, Konstancin was a fashionable resort hosting prominent figures, including Ignacian Paderewski, Henryk Sienkiewicz, and Mieczysław Fog. Warsaw Courier claimed that boredom in Konstancin was absolutely out of the question. The creative atmosphere of the place was highly appreciated by artists and actors, who frequently came to rest to Skolimów. The glamour of the locality amongst artistic circles resulted in establishing the House of Creative Work in 1928. The tradition is still very much alive today, and actors willingly settle in Konstancin. You might also come across film crews, as Konstancin has been an outdoor location chosen by filmmakers for decades. Konstancin's outstanding individuals included many women. Among distinguished personages, there were numerous remarkable women, including painters, writers, singers, sportswomen, artistic initiators, and social activists. Special mention must be made of Józefa Dąbska, an extremely wealthy owner of the Schweizerka and Poddębami villas. She used her property for philanthropic activities, wisely supporting charitable institutions. She funded a church in Konstancin. Leonia Rutska was an excellent educationist, a female education reformer who ran her own research facility in Warsaw. In 1912, she established an elite all-girls boarding school with the Polish language on instruction in her Villa Leonówka. She undertook a number of various educational and feminist initiatives. Paulina Kuczalska-Reinschmidt was a well-known women's rights activist on the European scale. She fought for women's equal opportunities and their access to knowledge. Zofia Müller became the first female village mayor in the Republic of Poland. She lived in the Villa Zamyczek. Anna Zawadzka-Żeromska was an extremely talented painter, the graduate of the Warsaw Academy of Fine Arts. At the peak of her career in 1912, she decided to quit painting. At the time, she tied the knot with Stefan Żeromski. She lived in Konstancin from 1920 until her death. Her daughter, Monika Żeromska, a painter and writer, lived in the Villa Świt as well, from the age of 8 until her death. At the later age, she published 5 volumes of her memories. Monika was strongly in love with Konstancin. She believed that due to its unique and versatile qualities, it was a perfect place to work and rest. Another notable personality of Konstancin was Zofia Chomentowska, an inestimable photographer and documentary filmmaker focusing on the history of Warsaw. She became famous for photographs of the capital, which had been destroyed during the war, and then under reconstruction from 1945 onwards. Her mother owned the Villa Natemi. In order to reflect the legendary charm of Konstancin and its iconic atmosphere, Heidi Pate has to be mentioned. She was believed to be an extraordinary character, recognized as the epitome of class and euphoria. She was also known as an eccentric, mysterious, and legendary Amazon and philanthropist. Her place of residence was Villa Ukrainka. Polish by birth, a wife of an American millionaire, she was always an elegant, daring driver of a shiny, sparkling car. Her great passion were horses. She won numerous equestrian competitions. She raised a constant public interest and attracted attention of the media. After the Second World War, Heidi organized American aid to the people in need. Another well-known resident of Konstancin, who died in the year 2000, was Sue Ryder, an Englishwoman who served in the Polish section of the Special Operations Executive during World War II. After the war, she organized aid in Poland on a large scale. She was given the title of an honorary citizen of Konstancin Jeziorna. While before the Second World War, the artists staying in Konstancin did not form a cohesive group, after 1945, one could already talk about the formation of a specific artistic milieu. Krzysztof Henisz had a significant role to play there. The studio, located in the garden of Villa Urocza, was a meeting spot for a group of local artists: Zygmunt Madejski, Leopold Buczkowski, Wincenty Szeleszkiewicz, and Marian Michalski. Let us recall here Stefan Żeromski, a Polish prose and feature writer considered to be the conscience of Polish literature. In 1920, he purchased the Villa Świt in Konstancin from the painter Zdzisław Jasiński. After the writer's death, his wife Anna and daughter Monika lived there. Currently, the building houses the Municipal Museum of Stefan Żeromski and his family. Celebrities from Warsaw and the world often stayed in luxurious Biruta and Leliwa guesthouses. The group of famous personages hosted there included Jan Kiepura, Lucyna Leńska-Szczepańska, known for her performances in the Lardelli confectionery in Warsaw. Her voice gained her the nickname of Nightingale of Warsaw. Ignacy Dygas, the tenor of the Grand Theatre in Warsaw, who performed in all notable European and world opera houses. The great pianist and composer Aleksander Michałowski, the best performer of Chopin's music at the time, was also entertained there. The outstanding Polish pianist Artur Rubinstein used to visit Konstancin and give concerts at the Villa Juliszyn. Konstancin undoubtedly has always attracted crowds of artists. They lived or stayed there, they painted the enchanting landscape or their friends. Although they were famous in their time and belonged to the artistic elite of Lviv, Krakow and Warsaw, most of them are now forgotten. Yet some of their works still adorn Konstancin villas, gardens and churches. In pre-war Konstancin, there was a generally accessible recreational infrastructure, including cricket pitches, tennis courts, swimming pool. There were shooting and equestrian training courses available as well. At the courts of the Zakładowy Park, residents and guests had the opportunity to admire Jadwiga Jędrzejowska, a Wimbledon finalist from 1937, or Bohdan Tomaszewski, a tennis player, journalist and sports commentator.